All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, another NBA draft is in the books as the 2016 NBA draft took place last week in Brooklyn, New York at the Barclays Center. Now, there was really no surprise at the beginning, as Ben Simmons was the first overall pick to the Philadelphia 76ers, and I think this is a time where Philadelphia really got it right. Simmons has star power and star appeal. You're talking about a guy that can rebound. He has tremendous court vision, and he knows how to get his teammates involved, and that is going to be an extremely dangerous skill set when you're talking about a guy that comes in at 6'10". Now, right behind him, the Los Angeles Lakers selected small forward Brandon Ingram with the second overall pick. And this is a situation, you know, the Lakers were really trying to get that first pick to get Simmons. But Ingram is another tremendous facilitator. And at this point of his NBA career, he has the better jump shot than Simmons. But it's a situation, you have a first-year head coach coming in Luke Walton. Of course, he's going to bring that triangle offense back to town. And you need that small forward. You need that perimeter player like Ingram. And I think there's going to be tremendous success coming down the stretch for the Lakers. Might not be this year, but you see the pieces beginning to come to play. Now, with the third overall selection, the Boston Celtics shocked some people when they selected small forward Jaylen Brown out of California. And this was a guy, to me, he was graded a little bit later in the top 10. Anywhere between 7 to 10, I really expected Jaylen Brown to go, but the Celtics took him here. And Danny Ainge really likes what this kid can bring to the table. You know, he has the potential to be a two-way player in the NBA. And that's one thing about the Boston Celtics that they have, tremendous depth. Now, the guy who I did expect the Celtics to take with the third overall pick fell to the Phoenix Suns at the fourth slot, and that's going to be Dragan Bender, the power forward slash center out of Croatia. And if you watched the Phoenix Suns play this past NBA season, they need a scoring presence in their front court. Now, a guy like Chris Dunn, he was the hybrid of this draft, and the reason why I say that, to me, he could have gone anywhere from 3 to 10, but the Minnesota Timberwolves took him at number 5. Now, I love Dunn's athleticism, but there is a glut of talent at the point guard position in Minneapolis, and you have to wonder at some point, somebody has to get traded, and it's definitely not going to be done since the T-Wolves just spent the 5th overall selection on him. A guy that I did expect Minnesota to take with the 5th overall selection was Oklahoma guard Buddy Hield, but he goes to New Orleans, and you're talking about a guy that is a solid perimeter shooter, and that is exactly what the Pelicans need to put more players that are capable of scoring and creating their own shots around center Anthony Davis. Now you look at the Denver Nuggets, they came in with the 7th selection and they selected Jamal Murray, the shooting guard out of Kentucky. And this is vital right here because you look at last year in the first round where Denver selected point guard Emmanuel Mudiay, and now they needed a running mate for him in that backcourt, and I do believe they found one in Murray. Now, the Sacramento Kings selected Marquese Chris with the 8th overall selection, which they then traded to the Phoenix Suns. But I love what the Toronto Raptors did with the 9th overall selection and taking Jakob Poeltl. This is a guy who can rebound. He also can score. And if there's one thing that has really hindered the Raptors over the past few seasons is the fact that they don't get enough interior scoring from their big man. That will change right now with the addition of Poeltl. I was really looking forward to seeing if Toronto was going to take Domantas Sabonis because I really thought that he was the more polished interior player, but Toronto really loves Jakob Poeltl. Thon Maker did move up draft boards, and the Milwaukee Bucks shocked some people when they took him 10th overall. I talked about Domantas Sabonis. He was selected 11th overall by the Orlando Magic, who subsequently traded him as a part of a deal to acquire Serge Ibaka from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And for me, with Sabonis going to the Thunder, it's just a matter of the rich getting richer. They know that they have a situation where Ibaka's contract is going to be up soon. You have a guy in Sabonis who's a proven scorer, and he's also a proven perimeter passer. Again, this is a son of a former NBA player in Arvydas Sabonis. I go down the list, and the 14th overall selection was a bit intriguing to me as the Chicago Bulls selected Michigan State shooting guard Denzel Valentine. And by trading Derrick Rose last week, obviously the Bulls have a need at the point guard position, and they passed that up right here to take Valentine. Valentine, to me, fits the mold of the former Bulls head coach, Tom Thibodeau, who is now running the show with the Timberwolves. So this right here is a bit of a head scratcher, and it's going to be interesting to see how he works out in the Windy City. Henry Ellison had top 10 talent. He fell all the way to the Detroit Pistons at number 18, and this is another situation where the rich simply get richer. You look at the Pistons, and they already have Andre Drummond down low, who is a double-double machine. And now if you put him and Ellison in the game at the same time, who are you going to stop? And if there's one thing that we've seen from Stan Van Gundy-led teams, he loves size. So look out for the Pistons. They made the playoffs this past year as the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, and they are definitely going to move up. Now, the Indiana Pacers selected Caris LeVert 20th overall and traded him to the Brooklyn Nets, and they were basically making this pick for the Nets, and I was a bit shocked because I really had Malachi Richardson rated a little bit higher than LeVert. Again, LeVert was hurt. We saw what Richardson did this year as a freshman at Syracuse, and I really thought he was going to have the ability to move up into the top 20. Bryce Johnson fell to the Los Angeles Clippers at 25, and it's a situation where he's a Doc Rivers type guy because he's going to go in there and rebound, and he's going to do the dirty work. And that is something that Rivers definitely needs on his team. Now, I did have Tyler Ulis, the point guard out of Kentucky, pegged to be a top 15 pick. He fell to the Phoenix Suns at pick number 34. And this is another team that has a glut of point guards, and it's going to be interesting to see how Ulis falls in. Now, Diamond Stone left the University of Maryland after his first year. He was hoping to be a first-round pick, but he fell to the New Orleans Pelicans at pick number 40. This pick was subsequently traded to the Los Angeles Clippers, so it's going to be interesting to see how he works out for Doc Rivers. Now, Steven Zimmerman was another player who left college after his first year. He had a solid year at UNLV. He came in with plenty of expectations, and typically when players have that many expectations, it's tough to live up to. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of mindset he comes into in training camp for the Magic. Now, right behind Zimmerman, Isaiah Whitehead was selected out of Seton Hall by the Utah Jazz. This pick would be traded to the Brooklyn Nets, and it's a homecoming for Whitehead because he is from Coney Island, Brooklyn. And if there's one guy that is not afraid of the New York City spotlight, it's going to be Whitehead. And I guarantee you he's going to get more than his fair share of shots this year, as the Nets are once again going to be one of the worst teams in the NBA. Now you go down the list, and I see a steal right here for the Boston Celtics at pick number 51 with Ben Bentel out of Providence. He left school after his sophomore year, but this is a guy that can rebound, and he can also hit that mid-range to perimeter shot, and that is becoming more and more and more important in the current NBA for players to be able to do with the size of Bentel. And I guarantee you he is going to make this roster for the Celtics coming out of training camp. Daniel Hamilton left UConn after his second year. He was selected by the Denver Nuggets, and the pick was ultimately traded to Oklahoma City. He was a guy that I really felt should have stayed in school one more year, but he's going to be a part of the Thunder, but I think he's going to begin the year in the D League. Now, some notable guys who did not get drafted, I look at Gary Payton II. Of course, he's the son of Hall of Fame point guard Gary Payton. He ended up signing a contract with the Houston Rockets. And if not the Rockets, I guarantee you that Payton is going to make somebody's roster out of training camp. He has the toughness, he has the grit, and also he is a perimeter defender. So that is going to be something to look out for in the next coming years as he looks to pursue his NBA career. But I think the talent was there from this group to go out there and make an impact. And you look at guys like Simmons and Ingram, they're going to be the guys at the top of this draft class, and they're going to be compared against one another for the years to come. And like I said before, and I will say it again, Simmons has the star power. He's a star in the making. And he is immediately has made the Philadelphia 76ers a much better team. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.